Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go.
prayer. Lord God, we thank you for the help you have given us repeatedly so that we can stand before you, Lord, rejoicing in the certainty of faith, Lord. We thank you for guiding and leading our lives and letting us see a goal ahead, Lord, a goal to be revealed to all people, Lord. Be with us in times of silence when we seem to be alone, Lord. Keep us strong and steadfast through temptation, Lord, and through all the turmoil of life, Lord. Help us to remain unshaken, Lord, for you walk with us, holding us by the hand, Lord, and you can lift us above all that does not endure, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Well, let's get into the first message, okay? And then we're gonna go into open mic format, okay? So tell everybody they can come on, they can call in open mic format, okay? This devotional is titled "The Holy of Holies." God's presence is real, full of love, and completely transformational. It takes what is broken and brings healing. It takes what is lost and guides us to the rightful place in the Father. It satisfies the weary, brings light to the darkness, and pours out the refreshing rain of God's love on the driest, deepest parts of our soul. Okay, Scripture contains story after story of God coming down to meet God's children where they are, and your Heavenly Father has the same heart for you as he did them. He longs to make the reality of his presence known to you. He longs to refresh you with nearness. You were created for encountering God, and you were never satisfied until you continue to live and the experience for which you were created. Allow your desires to be stirred up to encounter the living God this week as we read powerful stories of God's people encountering his manifest presence. May you respond to God's word by seeking out that for which you were made. Continue an encounter with your Heavenly Father. Amen. The scriptures are always the Holy Spirit, fear in my heart. Leviticus chapter 16, 1 through 5 describes the work a priest would have to go through in order to enter the presence of God and not be killed. Scripture says, the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron when they drew near before the Lord and died. And the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron your brother not to come at any time in the holy place inside the veil before the mercy seat that is on the ark, so that he may not die. For I will appear in a cloud over the mercy seat, but in this way Aaron shall come into the holy place, but with a bull from the herd from a sin offering and a ram from a burnt offering. He shall put on a holy linen coat and shall have the linen undergarment on his body. And he shall tie the linen sash around his waist and wear the linen turban. These are the holy garments. He shall bathe his body in water and then put them on. And he shall take from the congregation of the people of Israel 2 male goats for a sin offering and 1 ram for a burnt offering. The holiness of God requires absolute purity from all who would ever enter into his presence. And so powerful was God's presence that it killed the two sons of Aaron, the high priest. When I picture the terrifying, powerful presence of my God as told in the Old Testament, my heart is filled with reverence and awe. And how could this holy God love me, a broken, helpless sinner? How could I come before God and enter into his presence with his holiness requires such purity? But Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 to 12 says, when Christ appeared as the high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater, more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is not out of his creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not means by the blood of goats, and cast by the means of his own blood, thus securing their eternal redemption. Our high priest enters into holy places on our behalf and secures safe passages for us to enter God's presence. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, it describes the powerful truth in saying, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new living way that he had opened up for us through the curtain that is through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart of full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. What's more, through the death of Jesus, God is now able to flood the earth with his presence. Christ defeated the power of sin and death and made a way for you and me to be the new temple of God's holy, powerful presence. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16-17 states, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. But God's temple is holy and you are that temple." Later in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19-20 says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, with whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price, so glory God in your body." The questions before you today are this: are you experiencing the fullness of what is being made available to you through Christ? Are you experiencing the power and nearness of God who has made the temple within you? Are you living out of holiness of every spirit who dwells within you and has made a righteous new creation? In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20 commands us to glorify God in our body as a response to being filled with the presence of God through the work of our high priest, Jesus Christ. It is living our life out of the inner working of the Holy Spirit that we begin to experience all that God intends for us. See, we must first acknowledge that the very presence of God who dwelled within the Holy of Holies and was so powerful that it killed men now dwells within us. The same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead lives within us. And in acknowledging the reality of God's presence in our lives, we must begin to realign our lives with the will of the Spirit. We must react to God's grace with our obedience. So great was God's desire to provide you with an abundant life in him that he sent Jesus as a final perfect sacrifice. The fact that you are now the temple of the Holy Spirit means that you have God himself to guide you, okay? Love you, fill you, heal you, and deliver you. You have access to more real and intimate relationship with your Heavenly Father than you can fathom. So spend time in prayer acknowledging the presence of God within you and responding to his presence with humility and trust. Allow the Spirit to transform you in the presence and guide you into whom you were created to be. May you encounter the power of God who loves you too much to allow you to lead a life apart from his holy and loving presence. So first, meditate on the power and presence of God that dwells within you. Reflect the holiness of God and describe to the whole town and accounts of the Holy of Holies. Exodus chapter 28, verses 33 and 35. On its hem you shall make pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet and yarns around its hem, with bells of gold between them, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate around the hem of the robe. And it shall be on Aaron when he ministers, and his sounds shall be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out so that he does not die. Now, second, now meditate on the fact that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Acknowledge the reality of the Holy Spirit in your life. Open your heart and mind to experience his nearness, love, and power. Thirdly, come before God with the boldness made available to you through Christ. Ask the Spirit to guide you into a deeper God's presence as God reveals to you the new parts of his love for you. God is infinite. His presence never runs out. Take time to rest in the wonderful, real, and loving presence of your Heavenly Father. In God's presence, you can experience all he longs to do in you. Allow the Spirit to guide you to the past wounds that need to be healed. If you are suffering from physical ailment, ask the Spirit to heal you. God's Spirit is alive and active today as ever, working to heal the brokenness of the world wrought with the destruction of sin. Allow him to work in you that you might be a picture to others of the reality of your Heavenly Father's love for his children. Open your heart, ask him to move and work and receive whatever he desires to give to you today. There is no time like being in the presence of God to experience all that he has to offer us in love and grace. I highly suggest you should read Hebrews chapters 9 and 10, and it'll bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Okay. Now let me get down to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you can get the chance to do so in a minute. But let me ask you, okay, are you tired of going down this road, not knowing which way is up or down? Are you feel like you have no purpose in life and you lack purpose and need purpose? Or maybe you suffer from a depression, okay, or anxiety, or something worse, such as alcohol or drug abuse, okay, sexual morality, okay, or gambling or overeating, whatever it may be. The Lord Jesus Christ can take it away. But in order to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. So I ask you, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. Excuse me. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God. You died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to bring you in, want to welcome you to the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. So, if you said that prayer, we would really like you to call in at area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key so you can come on live and tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Okay? Because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. All right. Okay, if you want to come on live, press 1, and I know you want to come on live. If not, I'll play some music. Okay.
Thank you. Well, hallelujah, and didn't that go on for quite the longest time? Well, since it turned into be a godly evening, guess what? You're going to get me. Tony M., here at God Rainbow's Ministries. No matter what you say or what you hear, we'll always be GRM. Tonight we're going to go with Samuel's call as a prophet. Samuel 3. And as always, now it'll be less days a week, but I want to thank you for letting me into your homes, letting me into your earbuds or wherever you hear me from, to read to you from the Bible, the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am." So he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." And he went and lied down. Then the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." He answered, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. So the Lord called Samuel again the third time. Then he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant hears." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do something in Israel in which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile, and he did not restrain them. And therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever." So Samuel lay down until morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel was afraid to tell Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He answered, "Here I am." And he said, "What is the word that the Lord spoke to you? Please do not hide it from me. God do so to you, and more also if you hide anything from me of all the things that he said to you." Then Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. And he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what he seems good to him." So Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out to battle against the Philistines and encamped beside Ebenezer, and Philistines encamped in Aphek. Then the Palestinians put themselves in battle array against Israel. And when they joined the battle, Israel was defeated by the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 men of the army in the field. And when the people had come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines? Let us bring him the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from Shiloh to us, and when it comes among us, it may save us from the hand of our enemies." So the people sent to Shiloh that they might bring from there the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Hosts, who dwells beneath the cherubim. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God. And when the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted so loudly that the earth shook. Now the Philistines heard the noise of the shout and said, "What does the sound of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews mean?" Then they understood that the ark of the Lord had come into the camp. So the Philistines were afraid, for they said, God is coming to the camp. And they said, woe to us, for such a thing has never happened before. Woe to us who will deliver us from the hand of these mighty gods. These are the gods who struck the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and conduct yourselves like men, you Philistines, that you do not become servants of the Hebrews as they have been to you. Conduct yourselves like men and fight. So the Philistines fought, and Israel was defeated, and every man fled to his tent. There was a great slaughter, and there fell of Israel 30,000 foot soldiers. Also the Ark of God was captured, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, died. Then a man Benjamin ran from the battle line the same day and came to Shiloh, with his clothes torn and dirt on his head. And when he came, there was Eli sitting on a seat by the wayside watching, for his heart trembled for the Ark of God. And when the man came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. When Eli heard the noise of the outcry, he said, what does the sound of this tumult mean? Then the man came quickly and told Eli. Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were so dim he could not see. Then the man said to Eli, I am he who came from the battle, and I fled today from the battle line. And he said, what happened, my son? So the messenger answered and said, Israel has fled before the Philistines, and there has been a great slaughter among the people. Also your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the Ark of God has been captured. Then it happened, when he made mention of the Ark of God, that Eli fell off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck was broken, and he died. For the man was old and heavy, and he had judged Israel for 40 years. Now his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, due to be delivered. And when she heard the news that the Ark had been captured, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and gave birth, for her labor pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the woman who stood by her said to her, do not fear, for you have borne a son. But she did not answer, nor did she regard it. Then she named the son Ichabod, saying, the glory has departed from Israel, because the Ark of God has been captured, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, the glory has departed from Israel, for the Ark of God has been captured. All worried about the Ark and not who else had perished. Be that way sometimes, I guess. But what can we say? That's the way it was written. That's the way I share it. I'm going to give you a word of worship. Psalms 38, 18, 21, 22. For I will declare my iniquity. I will be in anguish over my sin. Do not forsake me, O Lord, O my God. Be far not from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. So before I turn you back over to Ken, I just want to thank you all for allowing God's Rainbow Ministries to come into your homes tonight, over the airwaves, to spread the word of God to you this fine evening. Go a little bit into the darkness. You know I love it. I'll give you words of wisdom. Proverbs 11:28. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage. Amen. It's not all about your money. Have a good night. I'm going to turn you back over to Ken. Till we meet again, possibly tomorrow night, same godly time, same godly channel.
Amen. Very good reading.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, I'm back. Okay. All righty. Well, we're going to play a little bit more music, and then we're going to go into the prophetic message, and then we're going to go with a prayer out, and then we'll play another song to take us out. But for right now, here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's right. Holy is the Lamb of God. Okay, let's get into the prophetic message. The Father says today, I pronounce you free this day. I say to you that you are free from the law of sin and death. You are free from sickness. You are free from poverty. You are free from heartbreak. The only law that lays upon your life is a compulsory manner, is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. Therefore, you need not fear. There is no fear and no need to fear, says God. Now you are now born into the realm I established called the Kingdom of Heaven. There is no calamity in my kingdom. There is no humanity in my kingdom. There is no sickness, no cruelty, no pain, and no wounding. Those are the misapprehensions of the domain of darkness that would lay hold on you. But I show you this day a better way. Are you going to attenuate yourself on what the enemy would suggest, or on what I have assuredly promised you? You are a child of promise, says God. You are born of the promise and saved by the promise. All that I promised in Abraham and ratified on Calvary are yours to lay hold on. It is your expectations, one way or the other, that will encounter you, okay, either in death or in life. This is your liberty. You have liberty to choose this day what tree you will partake of. Will you partake of the tree of life or the tree of calamity? Where are you putting your expectations? Are things getting better, or do you have a grow worse mentality? Know this day that it is my will and my good pleasure for you to be well. It is my will that you will be blessed in all that you have put in your hand to. I have no other desire for you other than that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. How does your soul prosper? By keeping your eyes on me, says God, and refusing to give yourself on your expectations over the lie of the enemy. Amen. Well, this word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. And I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. Well, we're going to close out now with a prayer, and then close out with a song. Dear Father in Heaven, be close to us as we seek you in the quiet of our hearts. Grant us the strength of your Spirit, Lord, the strength to wait patiently for your help in our lives, Lord. Help us to hold to all that is good, Lord. Help us to feel, Lord, each one of us, Lord, that we are your children and that we may rejoice in your fatherly care, Lord. May your will be done more and more fully in us and around us, Lord. May your will be done so that we may be given even greater freeing and your light can dawn where there is still darkness. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's play a song to take us out. Okay, here we go.
Still my strong believing.
Amen. All righty. Well, don't forget, tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we'll have another great episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Then Sunday will be the God's Rainbow Christian Messianic Tabernacle Church. Okay, hope to see everybody there. May God bless you. And may God keep you highly favored this evening. Okay? And go into this weekend blessed. Amen. So, hope to see you all tomorrow night. Good night, and bye-bye.